How many of y'all woke up today and thought about the fact that you were an American citizen? It is election season, so I can understand why maybe some of you may be thinking about that more often than not. But I guarantee you, a vast majority of y'all listening to this did not wake up this morning saying, "Yes, I'm so excited that I'm an American citizen today." No, you just woke up and you were. I feel like a Belgian citizen today. You are not a Belgian citizen. You're an American citizen. It doesn't matter how zealous you are, how passionate you are, how much you care about their policies, their politics, their culture, etc., etc. You are not a Belgian citizen. You're an American citizen if you live in this country and you have your citizenship. The thing about freedom in Jesus that I've learned in the simplicity of it is sometimes it doesn't even really matter how we feel. It just matters about the facts. The Bible says, believe the truth and the truth will set you free. Jesus says that, believe the truth and the truth will set you free. The truth is that when you believe in Jesus and if you're in covenant with Jesus, things are true whether you feel that way or not. Number one is that you are free. If you believe in Jesus, the verdict against your life that said there's punishment awaiting you, that condemnation, shame, and guilt that your conscience constantly felt the weight of, it doesn't have any merit anymore. Because Jesus canceled that record of debt on the cross when he died for you and took your place and took the punishment you deserved, right? So the verdict against your life is now free. Here's the even better part, which I have found so much peace in, is that if I wake up feeling dirty, it doesn't matter that I feel that way because it's not true. So many of us give way too much weight to how we feel or the thoughts that we think, when the only thing that should matter is what Jesus says about us. So many of us wake up on Monday and we feel free, we feel forgiven, and we feel righteous. But then we wake up on Tuesday and we feel terrible and we question the whole thing. The beautiful thing about being righteous, the definition of righteous, all it is you are right with God. There is nothing wrong with you with God. God doesn't look at you and say, there's something wrong with you with me, like there's something wrong with our relationship, there's something not right. You are right with God. What a reality that we get to have that peace, like our relationship is good. There's nothing in the way, there's no elephant in the room that needs to be addressed because it already was addressed, which was our sin. We don't crucify our flesh. We don't submit the way we feel to what is true. And we give so much authority to the way we feel. And we begin to be in these wilderness seasons. We begin to be in ruts with God. We used to be on fire for God. Now we're not. And it's like nothing changed except the way you felt about what's true. And like you, who, no matter how dirty you feel, you're not dirty. Because Jesus said you're clean. No matter how much you want to be a Belgian citizen, if you live in America, you're not a Belgian citizen. Right? If you're an American citizen. Right? But this is an analogy. Stay with me, guys. So likewise, no matter how dirty you feel, how unrighteous you feel, how unloved you feel, it's just simply not true. And the thing that has brought me so much freedom, and this is like very blunt, very just plain, right? Which is really what I needed, and I think people need, is because, you know, when I felt unloved and I felt unrighteous, unwanted by God, anything to that extent, I would just feed that flesh and feed that lie and do whatever it took to make me feel loved by God instead of just believing the truth and actually standing up to what I'm saying and saying that that's actually a lie. Cole, the fact that you feel unloved right now by God, you don't even need to entertain it. It's just a lie. When I feel like I'm not loved by God and I start to feel the weight of condemnation and shame and guilt come back on me, instead of like wallowing in it, once I started to learn that I'm actually being disobedient by entertaining that shame, guilt, and condemnation, and I'm by allowing it to fester in my mind, it's actually disobedience, I began to realize that freedom is actually available and it's readily available and it's easy to walk in. That feels more like disobedience now instead of false humility. Imagine when we struggle with sin and instead of beating ourselves up about it for 2 weeks, we rejoiced because we confessed our sin, we repent. And now Jesus paid for us to have freedom and to have joy and to have happiness, because in the old covenant, I would have had to die. I would have had to be shameful before Jesus came, but he came so I can have life. So now I struggle with sin. Now I can be happy. Now I can rejoice and thank you, Jesus, that I'm free. I walk through a season where I feel not loved. I don't have to be bound by my feelings because I know I'm loved, because the scripture says I'm loved. It's crazy that in Proverbs it says the power of life and death is in the tongue. How much life and death is in our mind in the thoughts that we think about ourselves. I think freedom is easy. I think freedom is available for you. Let me pray. Father God, I thank you so much for the people listening. I pray, Lord, that you just would show them the simplicity of freedom. Father, you say to behold your glory with an unveiled face. And then you will transform us from glory to glory. Lord, rip up all the veils that could distract us and could blur our vision of you, God. Help us see you clearly. Help us behold you as a seraphim, behold you and say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Help us see you as holy. Help us see you as truth. Holy Spirit, will you convict us of truth? Will you set us free? Will you set our minds free of the veils that have covered over our eyes, the veils that we put over ourselves, ones that aren't even because of sin, because of our own free will. We've made you out to be something you're not. Holy Spirit, will you cut them? Will you rip them as Jesus ripped the veil into the holies of holies when he was crucified? Holy Spirit, will you rip the veils over our eyes right now? Holy Spirit, will you show us the simplicity of freedom? The simplicity of what it is to live a free life. The simplicity of what it is to live a life bought back by the blood, walking in the green pastures and actually sitting by the still waters, not having to work for anything, but fully basking in the present and in the gift of salvation, which you paid for us, Jesus. Teach us how to walk and live in freedom. How do we live in freedom, Jesus? Jesus, how do we live in freedom? Show us how to walk and live in the beauty of no longer having to strive. Allow our personalities to come back. Allow laughter to come back. Allow happiness, Lord. Happiness, happiness, happiness. And allow happiness to come back into our lives again where it was robbed by performance. Holy Spirit, we humble ourselves to your lordship. We humble ourselves to truth. We humble ourselves to your stewardship. Just teach us and guide us into all truth. And I thank you, Jesus, that your burden is easy and your yoke is light. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray this bless you and I'll see you in the next one.